Hi, how are you going, gentlemen? My name's Alex from RTRFM, a local community radio station. Just wondering if you'd like to say a few words about what brings you here. There's a looming ground invasion and that the war seems threatening to get worse. So what brings you here today?
Actually, what's most important for us, a human wherever being, Ukraine, Palestinians, our feeling, it's a human feeling, that's all, man.
I guess it just means showing up to be able to, I don't know, just like being able to present our humanity and our just to show that we have a voice and that we stand for the children and the women and the men that are being killed in Palestine.
Sorry to interrupt. My name's Alex from RTRFM, a local community radio station. Just wondering if you'd like to say a few words about what brings you here today, given the unfolding catastrophe in Gaza.
Because I just get too upset. Yeah, I just do. I'm so sorry. I've already just spoken to a lady and I just get too upset over the children, out of the unfairness, inhumanity, the works. So, nah, I'm not your lady at the moment. Sorry. Sorry. It's too upsetting for me.
I think that's a powerful statement in itself. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm just here for my Muslim brothers and sisters, but the one who's really passionate about it is my sister here, so you might want to talk to her about it.
Hi. Well, I think anyone with half a brain knows, can see what's happening and should show up today. That's why I am here. Also, I didn't get to come last week, so, I think strength in numbers is what we need. A visual on what's happening as well, so that change will hopefully come from the top. I'm actually very happy to see so many people out today and supporting, the reality of genocide that's happening in Palestine.
I'm here because I want to support stopping the genocide and the ethnic cleansing that is happening in Gaza. It's as simple as that. I don't think there's any other position to be taking.
Biden stated that he thought that the Ministry of Health statistics on deaths and casualties in Palestine could not be trusted. Shameful. Shameful. The Ministry of Health in Gaza immediately produced a report which listed more than 7,000 Palestinians killed in Gaza in the last 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks. A massacre, a war crime. Amongst those list of Palestinians, there are more than 3,000 children. Shame. On top of those numbers, there are hundreds, perhaps thousands, buried under the rubble of apartments which Israel has blown to bits. Shameful. Shame. We're sick of the lies. We're not going to put up with the lies from our Prime Minister, from the US President Biden. Enough's enough. This war has to stop. So why are we here today? Firstly, we're calling on the Australian government to demand an immediate end to the bombing of Gaza, to halt any military operation in Gaza. A total ceasefire, no attack on Gaza. And we're calling on the Australian government to demand the same of the United States government, a government that funds Israel to the tune of $4 billion per year. Those Palestinians trying to salvage their family, the rest of their belongings from the wreckage in Gaza, are coming across shells of munitions made in the United States. Made and supplied by the United States government with the support of the European Union and the support of the Australian government. Those governments must call for an immediate arms embargo on Israel.
Hello, friends. As I stand here with you today, I have completely lost contact with my family. Over the last 16 hours. Free, free Palestine. I don't get the short messages of we are here, we are fine, we are alive, everything is okay anymore. I don't get these messages anymore. My questions on my family's WhatsApp group are answered with nothing but silence now. My attempt to call any member of my family, my friends, have repeatedly failed. We have lost contact with our families, our friends in Gaza. We have lost contact with 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza. And we know what's happening now. And we know it's a genocide happening. Israel has taken all the methods of communication, no landlines, no cell phones, no internet. This means no longer able to check on our families and friends. Ambulances cannot be called. Rescue workers don't know where to go. Local journalists, human rights groups are unable to document the atrocities that is committed in Gaza as we speak. Israel has attempted to mute our voices and silence us since they started the genocide. Since they started this genocide campaign against our people in Gaza. But the Palestinians refused to have their voices muted. They found every creative way to stay connected with the world. 2 days ago, before they bombed her house, I spoke with my sister, Ala, and her husband, Mahmoud. When I asked how come they were able to connect to the internet, my brother-in-law told me that he was able to connect to his car's battery to charge the phones and to stay in touch with his families in and outside Gaza. This is the resilience of the Palestinian people, that they will never be able to take it from us. Today, Israel continues its effort to suppress the Palestinian voices that shed lights on the war crimes committed in Gaza. But the Palestinian people steadfastly refuse to be silenced, even in the face of the grave adversity. Journalists and their families have been tragically lost their lives as Israel seeks to stifle the truth from reaching the world. We have lost writers, journalists, thinkers, poets, teachers, academics who speak truth to power. 2 days ago, Al Jazeera senior correspondent, Wael Dahdouh, who lost his family, his wife, his two children, his grandchildren, in a devastating airstrike that targeted the displaced family in southern part of Gaza. They target his family that was displaced from the north of Gaza to what is supposed to be a safe haven for them, according to the Israelis, and they kill them in the southern part of Gaza. Shame. Many of us have witnessed the footages of Wael Dahdouh hugging the lifeless body of his son, tears streaming down his face. He let out with a heavy sigh, taking a deep breath, and then his eyes wells up. He says, "They are taking revenge of our children," gently wiping away his tears. And he added, "Ma'lish," in Arabic, "it's okay." And the next morning, he's back in the midst of covering the Israeli genocidal war in Gaza. It is the unwavering determination to reveal the truth that fuels the spirits of Palestinians in Gaza, that we refuse to be silenced. And we are here today to refuse to silence our voice. My friends, last week, I stood in front of you all here. I spoke about my family, the conversations I have with them, the catastrophic condition they are enduring, and my own fear of losing them to a brutal genocide, while Gaza is being bombed with no safe haven for the 2.3 million Palestinians. Today, I stand with you again, having lost my sister, a loving mother, a teacher, who was bombed in her own house along her three children, 5 years old, Iman, 3 years old, Faiz, and 7 months old, Sara. Alaa, my sister, was pulled out from under the rubble of her own house with alongside 17 members of her in-law family. Only her husband remains the sole survivor of the family. 7,300 Palestinians killed, over 3,000 children, 3,000 children. This is equivalent to at least three primary schools. Kids gone. And the Israeli murdering campaign continues as we speak.
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry. Palestine will never die. Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry. Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry. Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry.
You know, it is often said that Palestine is the litmus test for human rights. It is the litmus test for morality. It is the litmus test for social justice. And the Australian Albanese Labor government has miserably failed that test. Absolute shame. They lit up the Opera House and they lit up the Australian Parliament in the colours of the occupier and the oppressor. But you know what? There is no flag big enough to hide the shame of their silence to condemn Israel for its war crimes. Palestine, free, free, Palestine, free, free, Palestine, free, free, Palestine. And there is no landmark big enough to shield them from their complicity of aiding and abetting Israel in its war crimes and its massacre of the people of Gaza. But can I tell you, the world is with Palestinians. We have seen people come out and march like never before in Australia and across the world. And those people in Australia are demanding that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, they are calling on him to demand an immediate ceasefire. They are calling on Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to demand an end to the war on Gaza. And they are demanding for an end to the brutal occupation and oppression of Palestinians by Israel. So the Prime Minister must listen. The Prime Minister must hear what you all are saying, what we all are saying. The Prime Minister must develop a backbone and stop shielding the apartheid state of Israel. My Palestinian friends and allies, there will come a time where there will be peace. You, inshallah, you and I will make sure that that time does come. But peace only comes with justice. And for justice, Palestine must be free. And we will not stop. We will not stop We have to become louder and louder and louder until Palestine is free. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Free.